physical harassment.
No, what's wrong, Judy? You seem a little tense.
Ow, Bill.
Whoa, fucking relax, Judy.
Well, only my asexual partner can touch me like that, so stop.
Haha, Judy, I'm a man, and I can touch you all night long if I want to. All night long.
Welcome to the art of going your own way. It's funny, I was thinking about doing this video and talking about and reiterating a few things, and I'd listened to the Lion of MGTOW, Zumbra 187 or whatever. I like the guy. I think he's in New York, maybe. Not sure. Good wisdom from this guy, and I watched a video or two from him, and I'm like, well, that's kind of what I was going to talk about today. These fucking parasites. Yeah, reiterate a few things from my last video. Not that blonde bitch that's on there, the guy's talking about trading her in, but the other one where I had the incident with the ex and stuff. And boy, I got some good jabs in there. Very happy I did. Very happy. And it's about these parasites, right? These women that want you to shave them. Shave them. Shave them. And I think that Exy, a.k.a. Blondie 2, was one of these people that want you to shave them. I was having a conversation with somebody today, and I kind of explained the situation, and that person said, well, she loved you. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. Not the way that I was treated. Maybe in the fucked up way of what that person thinks love is. But that wasn't love. Because love is patient. Love is kind. Love has forgiveness. All that shit. And I'm sitting here tonight. I was over at the watering hole. Widow's over at her place. She spent the weekend with me. We had a nice weekend together. I like this woman. She's good. Again, God, just to reiterate, because you guys, never getting married again. Never cohabitating again. You've heard my caveat. Maybe later on in life, 70, 80 years old, the woman's proven herself, then yeah, maybe then. But until then, no. Fuck no. Why would I want to give up my freedom? Why would I want... You can't cut these bitches any slack. And I'm not saying this about Widow. She's a good woman. Like I said, I haven't seen a red flag off this woman, and I've been dating her for a year and a half. Let's just say that. And not one fucking red flag off this person. Now, Exy, yeah, there were a few red flags in there. And, listen, have a great time with Widow. She treats me good in more ways than one. She's fun in the boom chicka wah wah. She'll take it however I give it to her. It's awesome. And she's not a player. She's not a liar. All women are liars. You're just fooling yourself. I would say that is 99% true. I would say that. Haven't caught this woman in a lie. She's never lied to me. She's never treated me bad. Oh my God, you got a unicorn. Oh, unicorns don't exist. Whatever. Listen, I'm out here and enjoying life. I know. I know how women are. Shit, I keep fucking learning every day how people are. I've come to the conclusion that after my last correspondence with Exy Blondie 2, that I ripped her a fucking new one. I'm like, you're just fucking dumb. You're fucking dumb. I don't deserve what you're doing to me. Yes, you fucking deserve the ass reaming that you get. You might not enjoy it because you're not the one in control, but you know what? You're getting this fucking ass reaming because you're a fucking retard. And, yeah, did I like the woman? Yes, I did. Did I love the woman? Yeah, I did. But, you know, these days, love. For a woman, love is a fleeting feeling because they're all about emotion. You listen long enough to me or other people, you fucking know. You know that they're monkey branchers. It's true. I mean, we've covered this like a year or 2 years ago, whatever. I've been on this fucking platform for, I would say I'm on 3 years now, if I remember correctly. I gotta say, it's damn close to 3 years. Covered all this shit before. And you know what my philosophy is? I've said it before. MGTOW is a double-edged sword, man. It can build you up and give you freedom, but it can also enslave you and destroy you. So, what are you going to do? You're going to be like, MGTOW will make you an incel if you let it. Get out there. Enjoy your life. Know that you have the power. Wrap your fucking dick. Have some good time. I'm not saying go out there and sleep with all the bitches you can. I'm saying that eventually you might actually run into a decent person. Most of these women out here, they're fucking whores, man. They're whores. Not worth your time a day. And the quicker you get on your senses and learn to weed them out, the better you are. Well, it sounds like you're ready for marriage and the baby carriage and all the itching. No, I'm not. Not fucking getting married, not cohabitating, not having any kids. She's on the pill and I take precautions too. And, oh yeah, sure she is. Sure she's on the pill. You can't be sure about anything because women are liars. You know, I'm old enough right now where I'm fucking done. I'm spent. My only desire in this world is to live with happiness. And I've been through the ringer and I know how the fucking ringer works. Look back in the fucking library, man. Look back in the library. I beat alimony. You can beat that shit. You can beat it, and you can avoid it, and you can go, fuck you, go your own way if you're going that way, cunt. Try not to put yourself in those situations. Never, ever bow to a fucking woman. Ever. You make it happen. I was talking to this bitch up at the watering hole tonight. I like her. She's cute. She's brown sugar, you know. I would say that I'm white as snow, but I got some mix in there. I'm part native. And thing about it is, she was talking and she said, you know, I'm on these dating sites and boy, I've had to just pull off these because it's horrible. MGTOW is having its effect. Because she can't find a good man. And, you know, I don't know this woman too well. She's cute. Yeah, I'd bang her. She'd be fun. Boom, brown sugar. How come you taste so good? Tell gal, you're a fucking racist. Oh, my God. Nah, man, I like the spice rack, right? I want some Asian spice, some Indian spice. I want some brown sugar. Maybe I'll have it in my life. Maybe I won't. But I also like the Snow White blondies, too. I'm a sucker for blondes. What can I say? And I've had redheads. I've had brunettes. I've had other things. And I just gotta say, gentlemen, here's the sad thing, because this is MGTOW TV. Don't get fucking ensnared fully into the women are fucking whores. Yeah, they are. They are. Don't want to ever date a woman again. Then don't. Then don't. But what I'm saying is, don't fucking cut yourself off from the other part of life that you could be enjoying. And as long as you don't be the sucker and go, I love her, she loves me. Nah. Hang out. Have a good time. They should be a compliment to you. If they're not a compliment, you fucking cut them loose. Any of you gentlemen out there that, here comes the Lion of MGTOW, which is what I was thinking about, and then I listened to the video, I'm like, that's what I was going to fucking talk about today, the parasites and stuff, and how you need to cut them out. Cut them out of your life. She loves me, I'll never find anybody again. You will. You will. Might take a little bit of time. Might take a little time, like I just said, and the stars might need to come into alignment. The problem here, gentlemen, MGTOW can zip to the other side of the pendulum, and it'll be like, no fucking nothing to do with bitches at all. Yeah, go for it. If that's what you want to do, no bitches at all. What MGTOW should really be teaching people is the empowerment of who they are and what they have, and to not give away their power. Okay? It's not about avoiding women. It's about not giving up your power and recognizing who you are, what you are, that you're a powerful being on this planet, that you can make your way, and that you don't let anybody fucking tie onto you and suck off your teat. And they ain't gonna, they might suck you off a few times and then go, pay for me, baby, because I'm a lazy fucking whore and won't do it. I won't do it. Listen, widow's got a great job. I ain't fucking taking care of her. This is what I told her. Listen, I'm not gonna let you drown, but I ain't paying your fucking bills. If you come into a situation where it's like, oh shit, you know, blah, 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 I might help you out for a little bit, but that help has severe limits and constraints. And there better be a lot of fucking blowjobs in there. Oh my God, you're a whore. Tau Gal's a fucking whore. Well, maybe. Maybe. By the way, again, as per Harry Vox, and I completely agree with this guy. Now, he's a total anti-Jew. It's the Jews. It's the Jews. Which I'm kind of seeing it kind of is the Jews. It's the Khazarian Mafia and all that shit. You pay attention, you learn a few things. But you don't fuck the vaccinated. You don't fuck them. Let them be with their kind. They're fucking liberals. If they went out and took the vaccine, they're fucking liberal. And might just be a little bit liberal, but they're fucking liberal, and they don't have common sense. They don't know. They don't have independent thought. They can't fucking use their own brain. They're into usury because that's what they know. It's, if the government's not going to pay me, I'm going to sue you and you take care of me. Look at that fucking whore that sued the guy for $10,000 for a bad date. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Well, anyways, a nice little rant with Tau Gal, who said absolutely nothing that we don't know. Listen, I've had a lot of interesting fucking shit happen these last couple of days with XC Blondie 2, whatever, and it's like, I'm so glad that that shit's in the past. Yeah, it made me realize a lot of things. You don't fucking, even though I'm guilty, and you're guilty too, of pining for somebody in your past. It's like, you know, I wish it would have worked out. You know, we had a lot of great time. Well, that fucking retard over there doesn't realize that. You know these bitches don't take that into consideration. Nope, it's the here and now, and you better fulfill my needs at every second of the day or go fuck yourself. No, how about you go fuck yourself? And as I've said in the past, these cunts will go dormant for a while. They're like a goddamn trap spider, right? Waiting for the next victim to walk by and then sneak up and then love bomb them and do all this shit. You better get in the know on human nature and people and women and politicians and all this shit. You know, like how they hired 87,000 more fucking IRS agents. That's over 1,500 fucking agents per state in the union. If they're not going to get us by the inflation, if they're not going to get us by, which is inflation, the high gas and drain us and make us fucking slaves that way, they're going to attack us via the IRS. Nullification. There is no, I can't see how we get out of this without killing some motherfuckers. But that's the last resort. I love that video about all we wanted to do was be left alone to live our lives, but you just had to fucking do it. You had to do it. And when you step over that line, you're going to change us. You're going to change us to the point where we lose our old life of just wanting to take care of our family and ourselves, and we will have no fucking mercy on you people. None whatsoever. You'll cry for mercy and there will be none, because all we wanted to do was be left alone, and you fucked us. You tried to do it. And you know what? When that day comes, it's going to be, we're going all the way, and you will die. You will be removed from this fucking earth. It's just the way it's got to be. Anyways, yeah, that's not a threat. Allegedly, in Minecraft, you know, we'll have to have you restart the game. How's that? Can't just fucking leave people alone. Can't just have that little tiny part where you're taking the taxes and stuff. No, because you know why that is? It's because everybody occasionally wants a little piece of the pie. And when they find out what's going on, these nefarious fucks want a piece of that pie. But the people that are getting that piece of the pie, they're not going to give up their piece of the pie. They're going to start carving it more and more out of the people that are like, hey, just leave me alone, pay my taxes. Yeah, fucking, I'll pay my taxes. I'll do the shit I need to do. Raise my family. It's never enough. It's never enough. Never enough. Bleh, bleh. Whatever that fucking song is. By the way, I still consider myself a single guy. Bullshit, you do. No, I do. No. Get together, have a great time with Widow. We do things, we plan things, we cook together. We have a great time. But I'm still a single guy. Bullshit, it doesn't. No. I am. It'd be sad if she goes, you know, I want somebody to take care of me more and blah. Okay, go, bitch, go. If that's the way you want it, get the fuck out of here. I didn't treat you good. I treated you the best you'll ever be treated. And you know what? That's the same with fucking Exy Blondie. You fucking dumb bitch. You didn't know how good you had it with me. Yeah, I put you through some trials and tribulations to see what kind of person you are. But, you know, these weak bitches, the ones that just want to take from you, they're out right away. And consider yourself lucky. You're fucking Neo in the Matrix. You don't realize how many fucking bullets you've dodged. So, yes, I am a prick. That fucking cunt called me a son of a bitch, a motherfucker, a bastard, an asshole. Pretty much everything under the sun. You know why that is? Because she didn't get her way with me. That is why I'm the asshole. That is why I am the prick. That's why you're the asshole and the prick. You don't let them get away with shit. Be happy you got to spurt some juice in their mouth and they swallowed. Move on. Other women are out there. And even the really good women, they'll treat you good. Better than these fucking whores, as a matter of fact. Better than the whores that are out there. I gotta say that, oh my god, here we go, here we go. Fuck you. Widow treats me really good. And she doesn't ask for much. And I don't pay any of her fucking bills. I don't do any of that shit. We have a good time together. Yeah, occasionally I'll throw some food down her throat before playing pull tabs. And if she's hit her limit and I go 20 more in, basically 40 more in, and I win 200, I'll give her a little cut of that. Here, this will make up for what you spent. I'm still ahead of the game. And she's even. So, oh my god, it sounds like you just want to pay for pussy. You pay for it anyways. You're going to pay no matter what. No matter what. If you've done your job, and again, remember, philanthropy is an older man's game. It's not a younger man's game. It's an older man's game. I like the fact that Widow is several years younger than me. It's nice. She's still got a nice body. She's got a beautiful face. Just there to please. And again, you know, you get them young enough. After a while, they're not going to go anywhere. You might want them to, but they'll be there because they know that you make shit happen. But you don't sacrifice anything of yours to make that happen. This, we're talking bonus round only. Oh my god, Talia's a pickup artist. We knew he'd get there someday. Ah, fuck you. I'm just living life. Going through. I'm a dude that went through a horrific, for you new fuckers out here, I'm a dude that went through a horrific divorce.
I know who I am. I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Married for 23 years. Got put on the line for 5 more with fucking alimony and child support. Went through 3 years of that and said, fuck you, I'm done. I cut off the child support. Watch that video. How I escaped alimony or whatever I fucking called it. It's deep down in there. It's probably a year and a half, 2 years old at this point in time. You can do it. You're not a slave. You're nobody's slave. And, you know, here's the other thing. I know, tangent. You are not a slave to the government. The government wants you to think that you are a slave to the government. People want to be slaves to the government. Big Daddy government's going to say, no, they're not. They're not going to save you. Wake the fuck up. Live your life. Pay your dues. I'm a guy who went through the school of life. and I'm doing way better than a lot of fucking people that I graduated from high school with. They're still making $40,000-$50,000 a year, and I am well over the six-figure limit right now. Maybe not well over. Okay, I'm over the six-figure limit. I make a decent living. But for one person, I look at it, I'm like, holy shit, you know. That for one person, it's a decent life. You get to choose how you want to do things, enjoy life and all that shit. It's not a fucking fly-on-jet life. You know, it's not caring about money and stuff, but you have a lot of leeway where you can have some fun. Fuck, I got that nice goat. I got two freaking classic cycles. I got a truck. I got another car. I got 1, 2, 3 vehicles and 2 cycles. I got that camper I built. I'd say I'm doing pretty fucking good. But then again, it's not material items that you should be interested in. I like to have opportunity and do shit. And the way I look at it is I have assets that I can trade or sell later on. I took the time after my divorce to live like a pauper for about 5-6 years. And I've set myself up for the future. And if you were smart, you'd set yourself up for the future. Or you'd be setting yourself up for the future now. The thing about it is we live in a fiat currency. And I would not be putting my money into fiat. You better have food storage. You better have shiny objects. And if it takes reducing your lifestyle for a little bit, that's going to put you way ahead in the next year or two, fucking do it, man. I got to say, the best time in my life was actually living like a pauper. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being a frugal motherfucker. And now I have money where I can just go, meh, fuck it. Whatever here, whatever there. It's worthless anyways. Might as well enjoy life. I'm enjoying life. But I've already set myself up for the future. And I can always go back down to being a pauper again. I've lived there for a long time. Don't necessarily enjoy it, but you can, depending on how you do it. Oh, by the way, I got that garden in the backyard, and it's producing, and, you know, I would say that for me, in my situation, I'm living life right. Stop making stupid decisions in life. Start looking to the future, even though it looks so bleak to you. What do? You get smart. You fucking learn. I don't have a TV. I think I told you guys this many times. I do not have a TV in my house. Correction, there is one TV in my house, and it's my mom watches it. That's her fucking TV. It's not the center point of anything. It's in her room. She'll watch it. I don't have one of those black mirrors in my fucking living area where I live. And if you're smart, you'll get rid of it. And you'll choose what you watch and listen to. Not have it broadcast at you and have that goddamn thing on all the time. There you go. That's it for today. I don't think I'm going to add any more other than have a great evening, great morning. I might not get this posted until tomorrow. But, gentlemen, with that said, there is an art to going your own way. Live life well. Peace. Oh, and for those, you know, the other alternative sign off, go fuck yourself. Take care.
Why doesn't the government care if I live? Why don't they care? Why don't they care about us?
Emotional damage!